For years, while TV's Cosby Show was popular, TV's Huxtables family was seen as role models for love and marriage among Black Americans, but the folks at the White House seem to have replaced the Huxtables in that regard. Joining us to explain, Paul Bedard, Washington Secrets columnist for The Examiner. Paul?
Yeah, a really interesting study in the scholarly journal Ethnicities. These two college professors looked at the Obamas and kind of their relationship, and mostly what's portrayed in the media. You know, you've seen it, the hand-holding, the kissing, the slow dancing at the inaugural, and they found that 82% of Black Americans believe that the Obamas have a positive impact on marriage for Blacks. Now, African Americans, only 41% get married compared to whites at 62%. And what the study found, and used the words that they've kind of replaced, the Obamas have, the Huxtables, as a role model, not just for marriage, but for love and romance, too.
Well, that's interesting, and at least it's a real family, not a fictional one.
Well, that's what somebody said in the study. You know, this is much more impactful than just something on TV, because people can kind of, you know, get a feel for what the Obamas do.
Also, the Democratic politicians, Paul, consistently tout the strength of diversity in the workplace. But what's this? President Obama's cabinet is nowhere near as diverse as either the cabinets of George W. Bush or Bill Clinton. How can that be?
Well, the president had a fairly diverse first-term cabinet, but a second-term cabinet right now only has three minorities, Eric Holder, Janet Napolitano, and Kathleen Sebelius, and that's three, right? Well, Bush and Clinton both had seven minorities in their second-term cabinet, and he's drawing some heat for that. Now, he can add minorities. He's got three openings right now, that he can fill with labor, interior, and transportation. But so far, no minority has really emerged for those. And you know, the president could say, well, you know, I'm the first Black president, so I think that's enough diversity. We shouldn't be obsessed with this. But people are, feminists especially. Gloria Steinem and Jane Fonda have started a petition to request that more women be named to the cabinet, and specifically they would like a new chairman of the FCC to be a woman, because they think that would have an impact on women in TV.
Interesting. Paul, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Paul Bedard, Washington Secrets columnist for The Examiner at 824.